WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Easy as his name and the boys coming straight out of Compton. Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Pussy. It's all about pussy.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to drink like I do.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Don't throw up your hands in disgust. Don't roll your eyes.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Don't look for little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
Everything up to this point has been sort of shunted aside by his charm, really. His smile, his demeanor, and of course his history of excellence.
This is the first letter that I wrote back home to Mom and Daddy a few days after I'd moved to Nashville. June the 2nd, 1964, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear Mama and Daddy, I hope this letter finds everybody well and happy. As for me, I'm fine, I guess. I'm just a little lonesome and a whole lot homesick. I got to Nashville okay, and I thought I'd better write and let you know, because I knew you'd be worried about me. Now, I don't want you to be worried about me, because I'm going to be all right once I get settled and used to being away from home. Now, I didn't realize how much I loved you and all them noisy kids until I left, and I didn't realize how hard it was to leave home either till I started to leave, and everybody started crying, including me. I cried almost all the way to Nashville. And I wanted to turn around a few times and come back, but you know how bad I've always wanted to go to Nashville and be a singer and songwriter, and I believe that if I try long enough and hard enough that someday I'll make it. Don't worry about trying to send me any money or anything, because I've got a job singing on an early morning television show here called The Eddie Hill Show, and a couple of folks already told me that they might record a couple of my songs. So I'll be making enough money to get by, and I don't want you worrying about me being hungry or anything. And Nashville's not exactly what I thought it was going to be, but I believe I'm going to like it here once I get used to it. And I don't want you worrying about me getting in trouble either, because I'll be good, just like I promised you I would when I left. Well, can't think of anything else to say. I guess I'd better close for now. And you write me real soon and tell everybody I said hello, and I'm going to be real anxious to hear from you, because I sure miss you, and I love you an awful lot. With love, as always, Dolly.
We'll be right back. definitely fight. You like to shoot with next move.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts community freeform and even sometimes educational radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And tonight, we are for sure serving you up some musical education with an American ethnomusicological theme called Straight Outta Nashville. You know, one of the things that makes a Tears of the Gods sound collage different from a plastic sushi is that we go deep rather than wide with constant genre jumping. And here on a Tears of the Gods, we can focus on just one or two styles of music rather than all that genre jumping that we love and do. But tonight, we're going to be focusing on a particular subgenre of American country music known as the Nashville sound. It was created in the 1950s and the 1960s, primarily by the outstanding American guitarist and record producer Chet Atkins, along with producers Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson. So what it did was, at the time, country music was a kind of popular honky-tonk style. It had fiddles, and there was the steel guitar and nasally lead vocals. And so what Chet and Owen and Bob did was they expanded that and taken their cues from the 1950s pop music that had string sections and these background vocals and crooning lead vocals. They took that and then they added more slick audio production techniques using the available technology of that time. And this greatly expanded country music's appeal as a adult pop music kind of thing that adults would listen to. And it was very significant. It led to Nashville replacing Hollywood as the nation's number two biggest recording center. New York was number one and continued for quite a while there. And as you know, every Tears of the Gods, as we're going deep, we always have a featured album or artist. And this evening, we've got two of them for you. First off is one of my favorite hard rockin' bands, Nashville Pussy, a four-piece whose lineup has changed over the 20-something years that they've been around. But the constant has always been the core husband and wife team of Blaine Cartwright, playing guitar and singing, and his wife, Ryder Size, who plays lead guitar. And their musical style is definitely a hard rock, kind of AC/DC and Motorhead and ZZ Top kind of in there. Some people have described it as psychobilly and cow punk and sleaze rock too, because their lyrics often revolve around sex and drugs and drinking and fighting and rock and roll. All fun stuff for sure, but I definitely needed to break out my Sonic Hammer of the Gods tonight to play some of these Nashville pussy songs, smashing out the bad words, as Captain Kirk says in the show intro. Push it right to the edge, but understood here on WMFO, just right to the edge, not over it. And then our second featured artist in tonight's sound collage is gonna be that certified guitar player, Chet Atkins, who's taking care of all our ambiance. That's the music or the other sounds I play while I'm talking. And he's backing me up right now with Yakety Axe. So, you know, if you don't really listen to much country music, I hope I can turn you on to enjoying some of it this evening. I think certain country music does a really good job of hitting on human emotions. And there are some mighty fine players of oh so many instruments who've played country music. So going back to the beginning of the show, we started off with one of those songs that can really bring out the tears. It was a more spoken word piece by Dolly Parton, The Letter. And then not just a duet, but a spectacular set of guitarists rocking with so much hot country picking. That was Brad Paisley's song Cluster Pluck. And in it, he invited guitarists extraordinaire James Burton, Vince Gill, Albert Lee, John Jorgensen, Brent Mason, Red Volkart, and Steve Warnier all to play solos. And then thanks so much to actress, performer Layla Jade for all of her clips this evening, particularly in my remix of Nashville Pussy's Say Something Nasty from their album of the same name, which concluded our intro set. I also wanted to mention we've got a sub-theme going tonight related to suicide prevention, referencing the tragedy of Steve McNair, who was an American football quarterback who spent the majority of his NFL careers with the Tennessee Titans, based in Nashville, Tennessee. And he was murdered by a young woman he was having an affair with. Yes, it was a murder-suicide. And he, ironically enough, recorded a suicide prevention public service message that we'll be hearing a little bit later in the show. So overall, I think we've got an incredibly fun and educational and high energy and hard rockin' program for you this evening. Talking about the music in the next set, well, thanks so much to DJ Easy Ed, former WMFO DJ Easy Ed, for his contributions and turning me on to Volume 1 and 2 of Nipper's Greatest Hits, the 50s, which was, I got the first two songs on this set, and they are arguably the first two examples of this Nashville sound that we are exploring. They're recorded by artists Jim Reeves and Don Gibson. And then I've also got three hard-rockin' Nashville pussy songs for you in the next set. First one's Struttin' Cock, and like Captain Kirk said, push it right to the edge. I often play this when we're training new DJs here on WMFO, kind of showing the words that we can leave in and the words I have to smash out with that Sonic Hammer of the Gods. And then the second Nashville pussy song is Go to Hell, and I especially love the rhythm guitar, the wacky, wacky rhythm guitar bit. And then we're going to be closing with the third one, You Ain't Right, and boy, that's a full-on rocker. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party finally going here with those first two songs of the Nashville Sounds as we explore that and more here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage of WMFO in Medford.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me closing in on me. Sometimes I ask why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven, and so while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door.
Like he's enjoying playing the game, people fell in love with him, and it's easy to understand why.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Lovers.
so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to C. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
Can I use two hands? Would you like that? Oh, yeah, this is slippery.
Both ways. Listen to my story about a man named Ted. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food. Up through the ground come a bubbling crew. Oh, that is black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Ken folks said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools. Movie star Josh.
Yes, sir.
Granny and me always has to dance this little number. If you'll take my part, I'll try to take Granny's part. What do you say?
How sweet it is.
Ain't it awful what a fella do to try to keep out of work, huh? Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. I want to invite you back again to this locality. I have a heap in heaven of the hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks, y'all come back here.
Much bye. Thank
you. Rainfall can leave standing water around your property. Small puddles, plant saucers, plastic containers, clogged gutters, old tires, and even bottle tops are prime breeding areas for mosquitoes. You can help reduce the mosquito population by removing standing water on your property. Working together, we can control mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and minimize the need for widespread spraying. A message from this station and Burnt. For more information, please visit nospraynashville.org or call 615-327-8515.
Life is a hard song.
I fall to pieces each time I see you again. I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? You act like we've never kissed. You want me to forget. Pretend we've never met. And I've tried, but I haven't yet.
Oh,
fool Mr. T.
Suicide. Call 1-800-273-TALK and live to see better days.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Duff's freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called Straight Outta Nashville. It's basically one-third music-oriented history with the Nashville sound, a genre, subgenre of country music created in the 1950s and 60s by the incredible American guitarist and record producer Chet Atkins, along with producers Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson, kind of revamped the existing honky-tonk style of country music to be a lot more pop-oriented of the day, with becoming more broadly popular and commercial. And then we're having one-third hard-hitting rock with our featured artists, Nashville Pussy. We're actually from Atlanta, Georgia. And then, particularly as we're getting later into the show here, the other third is fun country-related music that's not the Nashville sound, but I just like it because it's really rocking or something like that. So we kicked off that last set with arguably the first two examples of the Nashville sound. Jim Reeves with Four Walls and Don Gibson following him with Oh Lonesome Me. And thanks going out to former WMFO DJ and my good friend and slot mate here for many years. He was on Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. DJ Easy Ed. And both of those songs were on an album he turned me on to, Nipper's Greatest Hits, the 50s, volumes 1 and 2. And then it was one of our two featured artists, Nashville Pussy, yes, Strutting Cock from their High as Hell album. And as I mentioned, when we're training new DJs, I use that as an example of a song where you can get by with some of the words, even though they're double entendres or more than that. And there are other words that you just need to smash out, as I did with my Sonic Hammer of the Gods there. And thanks to Layla Jade once again for her comments, her exhortations, her drop-ins. And then it was Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys with the Ballad of Jed Clampett, which was the theme from the television show The Beverly Hillbillies. And then a public service message from NoSprayNashville.org, though in non-cold freezing times, good advice, certainly in our areas, about not having standing water because that's where mosquitoes breed. And my dear good neighbor friend, Mrs. Stefano, I remember during the summertime, her complaining about the bugs, the mosquitoes coming out. And I went over and looked at the water that she had, buckets of water that she kept for watering her plants. And there were all these little critters inside of them moving around. And I showed her and I said, those are baby mosquitoes just living out there, their days in the water before coming aboard and biting you, Mrs. Stefano, yes. And then we heard Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. And then it was Nashville Pussy with Go to Hell and some really rocking, wacky, wacky rhythm guitar in there. And then it was a, not an example of the Nashville sound, but some of the world's hottest bluegrass, Marty Stewart with Roanoke. Boy, that was some pretty fast playing. And then it was Skeeter Davis and our anti-suicide sub-theme here going with The End of the World. And then we brought things to a real big climax with Nashville Pussy and You Ain't Right, also from their High as Hell album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, our second featured artist, certified guitar player, Chet Atkins, with Oh By Jingo. So, in the next set, we're going to be doing a little bit more broadening, as I mentioned, our going a little bit into Western music here. We're going to be hearing Eddie Arnold with Cattle Call. And also, Chet Atkins mixed directly in the Nashville Jump, and Johnny Cash, Tennessee Flatbacks Top. And then two songs from Nashville Pussy, particularly our closer. And, well, let's get things going for you right now with the King. And here's a pretty, pretty Nashville-sounding song for you. On the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. Future looks bright ahead, but don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel, heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
This is a very sad case on multiple levels.
Hi, I'm Steve Magnier. I know that some young people are struggling with tough times. Each year, too many young people are taking their own lives. The good news is more young people are reaching out for help and choosing life. Right, Commissioner Bett?
Right, Steve. Getting early help for anxiety, stress, and depression leads to a fuller and happier life.
So if you're feeling really down and have even thought about suicide, call 1-800-273-TALK and live to see better days.
change the world with a bullet in the right place.